Unit 12, page 197, Exercise E, Life on a Sheep Farm, Part 2.
Here I am. Now the dogs are happy.
Great! So you study only 4 hours a day.
Right.
What do you do the rest of your time?
I look after the sheep, help my mother with the housework, feed the sheepdogs. I'm as busy as a bee.
Don't you sometimes feel lonely?
Not at all. My sheep, my dogs, and my birds are my best friends. And there are two teenage girls on another farm, Mr. Burton's farm. It's just 100 kilometers away.
Quite far, isn't it?
Well, it's the nearest farm. The Burton girls and I don't visit each other very often, but we keep in touch all the time. We text each other every day. By the way, tomorrow my mother and I are going to visit the Burtons. Mr. Burton is very sick. The flying doctor took him to the hospital, and Mrs. Burton needs help with the work on the farm.
The flying doctor? What's a flying doctor?
As I said, our farms are far away from the city. There are no clinics and no hospitals in our area. It takes a long time to get to a clinic or hospital in the city. So when people are sick, they call the flying doctor. The doctor comes quickly because he or she has an airplane.
Really?
Yes. The doctor flies out to the farms and helps the sick people on the farms. If people are very sick, the flying doctor takes them to the hospital by airplane.
Does the flying doctor always visit the sick people?
Not always. When people are not very sick, they talk to the doctor online. The doctor gives them instructions, what medicines to take, and how to take them. There is a medicine box on every farm.
Do the sick people follow the doctor's instructions?
Oh, yes. The sick people always follow the doctor's instructions. And when there is a problem, the doctor comes to see the sick person.
Are there flying vets, too? Animal doctors, I mean.
Sure. Flying vets often help our animals.
Thank you, Martha. I've learned a lot today.
You're welcome. Now, would you like to see my birds?
With pleasure. Lead the way.